People in certain jobs develop a working relationship with death. In many years of listening to people, I've learned it's a necessity. Nurses know that for all their efforts, many patients die. Soldiers and police see the deaths of comrades and may also kill. War correspondents walk devastated cities. Who would have guessed, though, that the people called upon to work so closely with death might include teachers and students?
The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
President Obama spoke after a man shot 20 children at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut in 2012. In later years, more shootings came, including those in Marysville, Washington.
I mean, just telling us that someone has a gun, and so we just ran into a classroom.
Aztec, New Mexico.
We were sitting in a corner up against a wall, and I could, like, feel it vibrating, and then it stopped, and when we evacuated out of our room, there was a dead body outside.
Benton, Kentucky.
You just heard a bunch of people screaming, run and get down, and you could just saw, like, everyone going, trying to get out, trying to get to safety.
And then yesterday, news of a shooting brought a man named Rohan Williams to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in South Florida.
My daughter was the closest to the incident, and she texted me the second it happened, and I've been out here since. And there was a period of time where she could not text. They told them to silence your phones, no texting, because the shooter was still at large. And that 20 minutes to half an hour was just death.
When communications reopened, he learned that his daughter was safe. Mass shootings, including school shootings, have grown common enough that any of us may grow a little like the hospital nurse or the firefighter, accustomed to carnage. We arguably have to. Lawmakers and presidents have agreed on no effective solution to mass shootings, neither gun control nor mental care, neither a policy nor a prayer. If the shootings continue, it follows that we have to bear them. Yet we run a risk if we cease to feel the effects. Nurses and cops and soldiers know it's a risk to mental health, a risk to moral health, to the soul. So it's appropriate to ask ourselves a question. Yesterday, a teenager with what's believed to be an AR-15 rifle opened fire in crowded hallways and walked away after 17 people were killed. Do we still feel it?